Democrat House candidate insists he is not a monster despite saying Charlie Kirk chose this path. By Hannah Knudsen on September 11, 2025. Democrat House candidate William Corey Amex, vying to represent Indiana's 6th Congressional District, is insisting he is not a monster despite offering a lengthy explanation of why he does not feel bad for Charlie Kirk, who was murdered on Wednesday, asserting that words have consequences. "Let me be blunt, I will not pretend to feel sorry for Charlie Kirk," the congressional hopeful callously wrote, falsely asserting that Kirk has profited off division, peddled conspiracy theories, and targeted marginalized groups with rhetoric so toxic it has made this country less safe. He has called for public executions, mocked trans people as abominations, treated politics like a holy war, and in 2023, he even said that gun deaths were an unfortunate but acceptable price to keep the Second Amendment. "Today, he became part of the very toll he once dismissed," he said, suggesting that Kirk brought this upon himself. Further, he said Kirk is certainly not a martyr but a cautionary tale about what happens when leaders treat human lives as expendable. However, he attempted to soften his callous take on the cold-blood murder of an innocent man by stating that he does not condone what happened, stating that political violence is wrong. But, yet again, he went back to his original position, suggesting that Kirk did this to himself. "But here's the truth, when you spend years throwing gasoline on the fire, you don't get to act shocked when flames break out. Charlie Kirk built a career out of incitement. He's not a victim of political violence so much as he is one of its architects," he claimed. "This is a reminder that words have consequences. Watch, Charlie Kirk, you have to stand for truth no matter how difficult it is." He then claimed he is running for Congress because he is sick of watching extremists on the right and performative purists on the left treat America like their personal stage show while working-class families get crushed, essentially dismissing Kirk, who simply encouraged open dialogue and respectful debate of ideas, as a right-wing extremist. "Violence is not the answer. But neither is pretending that Charlie Kirk is some innocent casualty. He chose this path. He pushed this rhetoric. And now we're all living in the world it created," he said. Some commenters quickly let Amex know that his remarks were not welcome, with one calling him a terrible person. The congressional hopeful was not fazed, however, replying, "I've, sick, been called worse." One ex-user, who made it clear they detest Kirk, also pounced, informing Amex that Kirk had a right to say what he thought without being shot. "And I'll say this, fuck you. I detest him and he's saying things that threaten me and other members of my community, but he has a right to say them without being shot," one ex-user wrote. Once again, the Democrat responded with no class, writing, hashtag eyes aid, what he said. "But the problem here is, it wasn't the gun that killed Kirk. It was the person using the gun. Clearly with intent, and by someone's direction. Critical thinking is disappearing. People are the problem. Stupid, ignorant, delusional people," one ex-user said, prompting another excuse from Amex, who again essentially suggested that Kirk brought it upon himself by supporting the Second Amendment. One commenter added that no one deserves to die from gun violence, and Amex responded, "I do send my condolences to his family. 1000% I may not agree with him. But I am not a monster. Kirk's murderer is still at large. FBI Salt Lake City has requested help from the public identifying a person of interest.